AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Trump's reacting to last night's speeches at the Democratic National Convention. Ed Donahue has the story.
Trump pointed out in a speech in North Carolina, he took notes.
Did you see Barack Hussein Obama last night? Take little shots. He was taking shots at your president.
The other day I heard someone compare Trump to the neighbor who keeps running his leaf blower outside your window every minute of every day.
And it wasn't just the former president.
Who's going to tell him that the job he's currently seeking might just be one of those black jobs?
And so was Michelle. You know, they always say, sure, please stick to policy. Don't get personal. And yet they're getting personal all night long, these people. Do I still have to stick to policy?
It was Michelle Obama who said at the 2016 convention, when they go low, we go high. Trump, in his speech, blamed the current White House for the deadly Afghanistan withdrawal and wars in Ukraine and between Israel and Hamas. I'm Ed Donahue.
And Sagar Magani reports Democrats will highlight their rising leaders tonight.
The old guard, from Bill Clinton to Nancy Pelosi, will speak, but so will the next generation. Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries will address the convention, along with Governors Wes Moore and Josh Shapiro, who is a finalist to be the vice presidential nominee.
56 protesters were arrested last night following violent clashes with police in downtown Chicago. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling.
We had a group that showed up, and they showed up with the intent on committing acts of violence, vandalism. That was their intent.
Israeli tanks and drone strikes have killed at least 17 people in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza and Khan Yunis in the south. Meantime, Lebanon's Hezbollah launched more than 50 rockets, hitting homes in the Israeli-annexed Golan Heights today. And independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is scheduled to speak Friday amid speculation he could drop out of the race. This is AP News. Revised numbers from the Labor Department show the economy added 818,000 fewer jobs than originally reported from April last year through March of this year. Minutes from last month's Federal Reserve meeting indicate most policymakers agreed they would likely cut their benchmark interest rate at September's meeting as long as inflation continues to cool. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after more big companies delivered solid profit reports. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow added 55 points. It's about 0.1%. And Nasdaq Composite gained 0.6%. Target jumped more than 11% after topping profit expectations for the spring. Macy's fell almost 13% after cutting its forecast for sales this year, due in part to more discriminating shoppers. Treasury yields eased a bit in the bond market. Investors are waiting to see what Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says about interest rates in a speech on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.